Welcome to Savage Voices!
Hey, Doc. I don't know how I ended up here. Maybe I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Bobby, I tell you what, that Savage Voices is a good show.
Gosh, thanks for having me on.
One day, Savage Voices will take over the world. That Savage Voices there is slicker than snot on a doorknob.
I love Savage Voices. Yeah.
Shut up, Beavis.
I'm ready.
And now, here's your host, William Savage!
Well, good morning again, everyone. Glad to have you all here. It's Wednesday, August 31st, and this one's going to be a little short and sweet episode. I think, anyway. I'll try to keep it short. Because I'm on a little time crunch today. I've got to take my son, the one you heard in yesterday's episode, to his weekly parkour class. My kids are so much more athletic than I was. I could never do parkour when I was, well, ever. But, you know, I was a big old boy my whole life. I was athletic, just not in the same way that my kids are. Anyway, so today I just want to talk a little bit about something that's kind of appeared to be a theme for the past couple of days. I've seen it here and there around the social media world, but the importance of surrounding yourself with the right people in your life. Sometimes that can be hard, you know, in more ways than one. First, you know, finding those who truly have your best interest at heart. Those that have no agenda other than to see you have great success. Those that can lift you up in your time of need, and those that will tell you the cold hard truth when you need to hear it. That can be difficult to know sometimes, if that person really has your best interest at heart and doesn't have their own agenda. Second, it's hard to hear what we need to hear sometimes. Oftentimes we want someone just to tell us what we want to hear or just agree with us on whatever we're saying, but that's not always what you need. You need to have those in your life that will essentially put you in your place when you're out of line. And I don't mean just if you're doing something bad. Sometimes you can be doing something that would be potentially good, but if it really isn't right for you, maybe you need to be told. That being said, it's important for you to know the difference between someone who's telling you what you need to hear and what someone is trying to tear you down, and that can be a challenge. I think, though, deep down inside, you usually know the difference. You know, you might get mad at what somebody's telling you, but if you actually sit there and, you know, take a moment to calm down, take a breath, hear what they have to say, deep down you know if what they're telling you is true or not, unless you're in just absolutely complete denial. But for the most part, I think even people then are they really know. It's just whether they want to admit it to themselves. So I told you it was going to be short and sweet. So today I'll leave you with this. I believe those that feel the need to tear someone down or wishes to see their dreams fail, it's mainly because that person lacks their own self-esteem or confidence. They're usually wallowing in their own self-pity, and they hate to see someone else succeed where they couldn't. They may act big and tough on the outside, but when it really comes down to it, they're compensating for their own failures or regrets for not even trying. It's sad, really. And since we all really need those around us that can pick us up when we're down or celebrate with us when we succeed, be that person to someone else. You know, we can't control the attitude others have, but we can certainly control our own attitudes. Be someone's mentor today. Be someone that others can go to when they're hurting, and also know that you will celebrate their wins with them. It's just the right thing to do. So until next time, have a great day.